VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide car bombing on Tuesday hit a security forces convoy in the capital, Kabul, killing at least 13 people and injuring 9 others. The Interior Ministry confirmed the casualty count and told VOA that security personnel and civilians were among the victims. The convoy was reportedly transporting operatives of the National Directorate for Security, which is the main Afghan spy agency. The Taliban quickly took responsibility, saying the suicide attack in a western district of the capital city was aimed at a joint convoy of American military trainers and their Afghan partners. At the White House Tuesday, a very open discussion between Democratic leaders and President Trump about the budget and border security. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer engaged in a vigorous debate with the president. 6 times Mr. Trump threatened to shut down the government.
Yes, if we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle of shutting down. And I'm going to shut it down for border security.
During the campaign, President Trump said he would make Mexico pay for the wall, but as president, he has sought taxpayer funding for it. Congress has not given him the money he wants. Even Republicans are skeptical of the promised benefits of the wall, and almost all Democrats oppose it. This is VOA News. A gunman opened fire inside a cathedral in Campinas, Brazil, Tuesday, killing 4 and wounding 4 others before killing himself. Police say closed-circuit television footage shows the suspect entering the church and sitting in a chair for a while before standing up and firing. Police haven't released the name of the gunman, and church officials say they don't recognize him and have no idea what his motive was. Campinas is about 100 kilometers north of Sao Paulo. A former Canadian diplomat has been detained in China amid rising tensions between the two countries over Canada's arrest at the request of the United States of a Chinese technology executive. Top European officials on Tuesday ruled out any renegotiation of the divorce agreement with Britain as Prime Minister Theresa May fought to save her Brexit deal by lobbying leaders in Europe's capital. She began her request over breakfast with the Dutch Prime Minister a day after she abandoned a vote in Parliament to secure support for the agreement that had been thrashed out with the EU over more than a year. The agreement is almost 600 pages long and highly technical. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker warned that it cannot be reopened for a negotiation at a summit of EU leaders on Thursday.
I will see Mrs. May this evening, and I have to say here in the Parliament, as I did say before in this Parliament, the deal we have achieved is the best deal possible. It's the only deal possible.
The UN is appealing for $5.5 million to support millions of Syrian refugees and the neighboring countries hosting them in the coming years. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN praises Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, and Iraq for their support in offering asylum and protection to millions of refugees from Syria, which is now in its 8th year of crisis. But the support, they say, has taken a heavy toll on the economies and development of these host countries. The global body says conditions for both the refugees and the communities in which they live have deteriorated since Syria's civil war broke out in 2011.
After more than 4 years under military rule, Thailand will hold a general election in early 2019. Thailand's Election Commission announced Tuesday that elections are to take place on February 24th. The commission's announcement coincided with an announcement by the ruling junta that it was lifting a ban on political campaigning. The junta eased the ban in September when it allowed political parties to resume organizing. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.